Is it time for the holiday yet? While we wait for the first long weekend of the summer, what can we do this weekend? I'm happy to tell you that the last weekend before the Memorial Day holiday offers its own charms. Let's start in Delaware. Wilmington is experiencing a resurgence, or so says Philadelphia Magazine. That's why the guys from the realest podcast ever are coming to the Queen.
We at the bar, boom, boom, boom. You walk in with the Chanel bag on, right? Now, I know on the light side, this bag costs $5,000, right? So we got two options. We're at a fork in the road. Either this bag is fake or it costs $5,000.
Right. Either way, you're out of pocket.
Either way, you're out of pocket.
Philly's own C. Diddy and Matt Makes Me Sick are doing a live broadcast from the theater on Sunday. If you know their show, you know they're irreverent and sometimes profane, so keep that in mind if you go. The show starts at 6 p.m. The weekend's forecast is currently set to scorching, but things can change, so you might want to take a tank top and an umbrella because this weekend's festivals are rain or shine. The Italian Market celebrates the area's history, culture, and its great food in the South 9th Street Festival on Saturday and Sunday. It's back for the first time since COVID, and yes, they are climbing the greased pole this year. It's going from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. From there, you can head to the Schuylkill River Trail to see the work of artists in progress. It's the Art in the Open event, which showcases artists working outdoors with nature as their studio. It's widely reviewed as the precursor of Impressionism. The artists will work between Fairmont Waterworks and South Street on the trail from Friday through Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. The party is back on in New Hope. The town is hosting their annual Pride Weekend in conjunction with Lambertville, New Jersey. The weekend includes a parade, a fair, a gala, live performances, and several other events. They all get started on Friday, and you can find out more on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Now that we've covered the outside, here's what you can do inside. Recent Pulitzer Prize winner James Imes from South Philadelphia has another acclaimed play on Philly stages right now. Reverie, starring Jason Mitchell, David Bazemore, and Damian Wallace, closes its run this weekend at the Azuka Theater. Since the show is pay as you wish, there's no excuse not to go see all this Philly-grown talent.
How do you sum up Reverie in three words?
In three words.
Tender.
Scary.
Healing.
And while we're on the topic of local talent, Mootloo is performing this weekend at World Cafe Live.
Someday from the village to the city.
The guitarist is known for his collaborations with Daryl Hall, Hall & Oates fame, and Mootloo's latest project, Good Trouble. It's out now. They may not be from Philly, but these guys provided the theme song for an entire generation. Can your fave say that? The Who, they're here for one night only. Living legends Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey are still rocking, just a short 57 or so years after their debut. They'll be at the Wells Fargo Center on Friday night at 7:30. We're still rocking, but our time is up for now. Next week, we'll be back with more things to do. Check out our website, whyy.org/things to do, for anything you missed and where you can take the kids this weekend for Toddler Palooza. Yep, it's a thing. We'll leave you with more of The Who. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Why don't you all fade away? Dig what we all say. I try to cause a big sensation.
not my generation.